Praise God for that. Had a missionary text me on Sunday morning and said, would you pray with us that God would provide $4,000 that's needed for a rental property in Denmark? And we tried to pray every day for him. And he texted me just a little while before I left home and said, about 4 minutes ago, God supplied the $4,000. I say, praise his name. Amen. Amen. The Bible did say, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And he said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. I'm glad that God's still on the throne. God's still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. If you'll open your Bibles to the book of Psalms tonight, I want to read Psalm 32. Psalm 32, and we must be reminded that life is short, the end is near, the field is white, the labors are few, the Savior is worthy, and he said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. I'm interested tonight in Psalm 32. If you'd like to stand, I'll read the psalm, and then we'll share with you what the Lord's impressed our heart about. Psalm 32. I could preach a little while just on the first verse, but that's not the verse the Lord's emphasized. The Bible said, blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. I say amen. And then he said, blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silent, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. He said, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which hath no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. I'm interested in the verses from verse 8 through verse 11 particularly. There's so much context in this one psalm that we'd be here from tomorrow morning for if we tried to preach it all. But I want to preach tonight on God's gracious promise of guidance. God's gracious promise of guidance. Would you pray with us? Heavenly Father, thank you that you said, if ye being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And we're asking by faith that you'd fill us tonight with thy power. Lord, not that we might be seen, but that you might be seen. I pray that you might direct our words. I pray that our thoughts would be honorable to thee and it'd be a benefit to those who hear. I pray that you'd bind Satan and his adversaries, manifest your presence and power. I do pray tonight for Brother Jeff that you might empower him, bless him as he preaches there in North Carolina. Pray that you might use him mightily for your glory. Thank you for his faithfulness to the Word of God. Have your will and way in each of our lives and use us, we ask for Christ's sake. Amen and amen. You may take your seats. I want to ask the question, is there anybody that could testify the fact that God has answered prayer for you today?
Amen.
Amen. I'm grateful for the faithfulness of God. Our God is a faithful God. Many times we're not faithful, but he's always faithful. And 1 Thessalonians 5:24 said, faithful is he that calleth thee, who will also do it. I'm grateful for that. And so here's a gracious promise for guidance. Verse number 8. He said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I'm grateful for the guidance of God in my life. I 23 years ago, a little over 23 years ago, I was leaving Tallahassee, Florida, headed toward Albany to preach in that night service. I was going down a side road coming out of Tallahassee, and a young lady ran a stop sign and collided with my car on the right front door of the car. Totally demolished the 94 Mercury Marquis. And I my life could have very easily been snuffed out that night. I suffer today from some of the damages that I had 23 years ago. But I'm grateful that God has led me each step of the way. There's a lot of times that I don't know which way to turn. And by the way, I'm saying to you, if we're honest with ourselves, we all would have to agree to that. There's times that we're shut up. It looks like this might be the right way, and this might be the right way, and this might be the right way, and this might be the right way, but there's only one right way. And so I pray, and the Bible said in Psalms, Proverbs 16:3 he said, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. And so I have to make a decision, and God guides my decision making process, and look back down the road and I find out either one of those other three ways would have been disastrous. There's only one way that would bring God maximum glory. That's only one way that he can minister through us, is to be where God put us. And so I'm saying I need a guide, a leader on the way home, someone to lead the way, someone to manage and direct the journey, and that's from grace to glory. I'm reminded of the guidance. The guidance is for those whose transgressions are forgiven and in whose sin is covered. So the life of the believer is so blessed to be guided by God. He guides us a step at a time. In Psalm 37:23, he said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. But aren't you glad the stops of a good man are ordered by the Lord also? I'm grateful for that. And so I see this. The life of the believer is so blessed to be guided by God. How gracious of our God to never lose sight of us. He's watching us. In the book of Genesis chapter 16, verse number 13, Hagar said, thou seest me. I'm glad that he has oversight. He has insight. He sees my need. Amen. And God, listen, I don't know my need sometimes, but he knows my need. He's my guide. And so how greatly his guidance is needed by us in this promise that the Lord has given. And so our prayer must be that, along with William Williams, who penned the words of the song, guide me, O thou great Jehovah. And he leads us by his word. He gives us an instruction book. And so the gracious promises of God for guidance. I want to say, first of all, I'm grateful that he has a path for us to take. And it is at the right path. It is a path that will glorify God. There's not a day I live that I don't pray and ask God to guide my steps. Keep me usable. Keep me in your will. I don't want to get out of God's will. And by the way, I'm grateful. I can testify the fact how the Lord has led me step by step and day by day. And he's still on the throne and he still guides us if we allow him to have that position in our life. And so it's a path we take. Notice verse 8 again. He said, I will instruct thee. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. And so I'm reminded that that pathway is guided. It is designed by our God. Amen. God has a plan for each of us as his believers. Each of us that know Christ as our Savior, we became a part of his family. And God has a plan, a designed plan for my life. Ephesians 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. I'm grateful for his design plan for my life. He has redeemed us, and he's designed a plan for our life. I can say I'm confident that I'm in God's plan for my life tonight. And by the way, if you can't say that, you need to find what God's plan is for your life. And the Holy Ghost of God is the one that guides us into all truth. He shows us the right way, and we're not in the dark about what God wants us to do. And so we're to do what? We're to be obedient to the Lord Jesus Christ and follow his design plan for our life. It's a blueprint. It's a blueprint. It's prepared by the Lord. It's a perfect plan for our life. It's a new road for the redeemed. We are following his plan. Amen. I said this here before, but I knew it was the plan of God for me to be a part of Calvary Baptist Tabernacle before I ever left Tallahassee, Florida. And by the way, that doesn't make me a hero. It makes me an obedient child of God following his direction in my life. And by the way, there's sometimes others will not understand what God's plan is for your life, but they have all the plans worked out for everybody else's life. I'm saying to you, God has a personal design plan for our life. And I'm grateful to be in that plan. And then God not only designs that plan, but God discloses that plan. He makes it clear. He reveals his will a step at a time. And by the way, I don't need guidance 10 days from now. I need it right now. And so God gives me guidance step by step and day by day. And so I want to follow the instruction book. I want to get in the Word of God. I want God to speak to my heart. I want him to show me the way. How many times has God put up a stopgap and said, no, sir, that's not the right way? And by the way, we were convinced in our own heart that's the right way. But God has a perfect plan for your life and for my life, and I'm to find that plan, and God discloses that to me personally. Amen. And so I say to you, the path is a guided path. He guides us in the right path. It was back when Philip was dealing with Ethiopian eunuch. He asked him, said, understandest thou what thou readest? And the eunuch said, how can I except some man should guide me? And by the way, listen, you and I that have been guided by God the Holy Ghost can help be a guide to others that are seeking the way. Amen. And so I find myself, listen, it's a guided path, the path that we are to take. But again, it is a plan that we are to follow, a plan that we're to follow. It's a guarded plan. And our guide has given us a guidebook. It's called the King James Bible. It's the inspired Word of God, the infallible Word of God. It's the word that'll direct my path. It'll help me stay on the right road, in the right path to get God maximum glory. And so it's in, we have the inspired Word of God. It's our instruction book, 2 Timothy 3:16. He instructs us concerning the way we must obey the instructions. Our problem tonight is not that we haven't heard, and our problem is not that we don't know. The problem is that we're not doing. We're not heeding the Word of God. And so we know what's right according to the Bible. God makes it very clear. And so it involves hearing the word of God, hearing what God has to say. I have difficulty more and more about my hearing process. I don't hear very well anymore. And so I don't hear half the prayer requests. I hear some. I gather some of the requests. But listen, I'm grateful I still got a little hearing. But I want my ears to be open to what God has to say to me. I'm thankful for the men of God that will stand and open this Bible and tell us what's wrong and how to get it right. And God takes that word and makes application to our life and stirs up our little nest to where we realize that we're not doing what God wants us to do. And so it's a plans are guided plan. We must obey. The hearing of the word, he said, I will instruct thee. I will instruct thee, and concerning every matter of life, God has an instruction for us. He said, when he putteth forth his sheep, he goeth before them. I'm grateful that he's not driving sheep, he's leading sheep. And so the psalmist said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Listen, it's a fact to realize he leads me beside the still water for his name's sake. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm grateful for the leadership of God in my life. And so, by the way, Psalm 23 is not just a text to be used at a funeral service. It's a wonderful text, a great text, but it's a text that applies to our lives day in and day out. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want for provision. I shall not want for his presence in my life. I shall not want for the power of God in my life. Why? He's my shepherd, and he said, I shall not want. I come back to the fact of realizing the sheep hear the voice, and he leadeth them out. In the book of Samuel, in the book of 1 Samuel 3 and 10, it was when Eli said to Samuel, next time you hear the voice, say, speak for thy servant here. Speak, Lord, for thy servant here. And so that's what we all do when we come to the house of God, saying, Lord, would you speak to me? I'm glad that God speaks to you, but I want him to speak to me. I don't want to just sit there and waste time. I don't want to waste the time that God's given us. And so there's not only the hearing of the word of God, but there is the heeding of the word of God. And in Psalm 143 and verse 10, he said, I will teach thee. No, he said, teach me to do thy will, O God. It's not to know, but to do. Teach me to do thy will, O God. And so he said, I will teach thee. And so a hearing ear and a heeding will are needed for you and for me. Hearing the word of God, heeding the word of God. And so the listening manifests itself in loyalty. We're loyal to him. We're saying, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. There's a lot of churches that go through the motions, but there's not much being accomplished because the word of God's not being preached. But you can't say that of Calvary Baptist Tabernacle. You can't say that of our pastor. He's the one that diligently studies the word of God and preaches the truth service after service. And we hear it, but I'm afraid we don't heed it as we should. And so when that happens, we need to do what? We make a little adjustment of our life to the word of God, to the word of God. And so I find again, he heard, it indicates a spiritual attitude toward the great teacher who said, learn of me, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Matthew 11:28. And so, but there's some perils, the perils that disfigure behavior. Notice again, he said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. And he said, be ye not as a horse or as a mule, which hath no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Now, what's he saying? The dangers that disfigure the Christian behavior. It's like that horse who's so impulsive and out of control. There's a lot of people that are just seem like they're driven just by impulses. I facetiously said before about the only exercise some independent fundamental temperamental Baptists have is jumping to conclusions. And so we got to come back, let the word of God have free course in our life. And so he said, don't be like the horse. Don't be like the mule. The mule's inflexible, stubborn, and unreasonable. And the cause of such attitude is this. They have no understanding. They have no understanding. When believers are destitute of the knowledge of God, It leads to the loss of godly behavior. I better say that one more time. Said when believers are destitute of the knowledge of God, it leads to the loss of godly behavior. And God has a way of dealing with that behavior. We read it in the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, where the Lord talks about the chastening of the Lord. And by the way, that's a real evidence of knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You don't sin and get by with it. You can't cover your sin. Listen, the Lord corrects us. He chastens us, not because he hates us, but because he loves us and he wants us to bring honor to him. And so it's a matter of recognizing God has a way. And so the discipline for disfigured behavior is found in the book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 through 13. And let me read those verses to you. In Hebrews chapter 12, and we're talking about the chastening of our Lord. Hebrews 12, verse 6, he said, but without faith it is impossible to please. And that's not the right verse. I'm getting the right chapter. He said in verse number 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yielded a peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Now, you understand that chastening is for children of God. And I'm concerned about some who say, I'm just as saved as you are, and yet there's no outward evidence. And by the way, God chastens his own. He doesn't chasten the devil's children. And so God has a way of dealing with that. And so I see, notice verse 10. The Bible said in verse number 10, he said, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. And so here is the provisions that we are to enjoy. He said, we're surrounded, and by the way, we're gladdened by that position. How wonderful to be surrounded by pity and the love of God. I'm grateful that the love of God is greater than man could ever tell. I'm thankful that God loves us and his love is unchangeable love. It's an enduring love. It's a long-suffering love. And we are transgressors and we're prone to err. And so mercy is a necessity. The Lord's mercy shall be ours. Our enemies may beset us on every side, but God's goodness assures us of absolute safety in our journey from grace to glory. And so he said that we're surrounded by mercy, but we're to be shouters of joy. In verse 11, he said it. He said, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. And so I'm finding that without, we're surrounded by mercy, and within, we're singing for joy. Rejoicing is for the righteous and the upright. We understand it has been provided by the Spirit of God in Galatians 5 and 22, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And since we belong to the Lord, He guides us and He guards us and He gladdens us on our way home. We're not home yet, but we're closer home than we've ever been. I heard a song not long ago in church in North Carolina. I'd never heard before, but it was sung. I'd like to get a copy of the music and let someone sing it sometime. But the song entitled Almost Home. We're almost home. Speaking of the coming of the Lord. And I believe that. I believe that we're almost home. And if we're going to do anything for God, we need to get busy tonight. And we ought to make certain that we recognize the hand of God upon our life, how God directs us, how God shows us the way. There's things that I've wanted so much, like the Apostle Paul, who essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit withheld it, stopped him from going. But later on, he went right back in the very place where he wanted to go to start off with. I'm thankful for the guidance of the Lord. The songwriter said, all the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? I'm grateful for the guidance of the Lord each step of the way, each day of my life, and I'm grateful for the promise of the guidance of the Lord in the days ahead. I'm thankful that He has a plan for my life. I want to hear His word. I want to heed His word. I want God to be glorified. And so I'm saying, oh God, I pray that You'd guard my steps and guide me in the path of righteousness, that my life might count for the Lord and that others might see Christ in me and that He might get all the glory. I'm saying that's the thought that the Lord placed upon my heart. He said, I will instruct thee. I'm grateful that He will. I'm grateful He'll guide us with His eye. And so keep your eye upon the Lord, your hand upon the plow, and keep on keeping on walking in the light as He is in the light. He's the one who guides our path and guards our path and gladdens our heart on the way. Would you bow with us in prayer? Heavenly Father, thank You tonight for this privilege to be in the house of the Lord, and I pray that You might bless this Your people, and I pray that You might speak to us, help us to draw nigh to Thee, and You said You'd draw nigh to us, and I pray that our lives might count for Thee, that we might not fail Thee. Help us, dear Lord, to walk being sensitive to the Spirit of God and being obedient to the Word of God. We are grateful for all that You will do. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Thank You.